It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary. President Bush has a meeting today that raises questions about what he's called his freedom agenda. He's hosting the longtime ruler of Kazakhstan, an oil-rich former Soviet republic. Kazakhstan's president has been accused of rigging elections, keeping a tight lid on the media, and even of taking bribes. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
White House officials seem to go out of their way to ensure less media coverage, calling off interviews with U.S. officials involved in the visit. But the Kazakh embassy pulled out all the stops yesterday. With the national anthem blasting outside the embassy, not far from the White House, Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev seemed to relish the attention to his country. He unveiled a bronze statue of a young warrior on a winged snow leopard, a statue meant to show Kazakhstan's leap to the future.
Even if he being a warrior, this man represents a peaceful nation. We were the country which renounced nuclear weapons and got rid of its nuclear arsenal, and we have established close cooperation with the United States in non-proliferation, nuclear disarmament area, in energy, trade, economy, and democratization of the society.
The author of the book Kazakhstan, Unfulfilled Promise, Martha Brill Alcott, says Nazarbayev gets a lot out of a trip like this.
Gets a lot of photographs for Kazakh TV, and I'm not sarcastic about that. He gets the opportunity to show the Kazakh people and the people in neighboring countries that he is a welcome guest in the White House, that he's gotten the best luncheon invitation available in the free world. That's status.
This is not the Kazakh leader's first trip to the Bush White House. He was here in 2001, and he also made some private visits in recent years. But Alcott, who's with the Carnegie Endowment, says he wasn't getting the official invitations he wanted until now.
He hadn't been an official visitor in the U.S. because of Kazakhgate, the corruption trials in New York.
In a case that has yet to go to trial, American James Giffen is accused of bribing two Kazakh officials, including Nazarbayev, to steer oil contracts to American companies. Nazarbayev portrays himself as a good energy partner for the U.S., and Alcott says she thinks this visit is in part a reward to Kazakhstan for joining the Baku-Jehan pipeline project, which bypasses Russia.
They did finally agree to start shipping some oil and gas starting after 2008 along this route. The administration would like them to go further than that and agree to build the undersea Trans-Caspian gas pipeline.
There are other big issues at stake. The U.S. needs partners in Central Asia, a strategic part of the world. U.S. officials say Nazarbayev is more democratic than most in that area. That's an argument that falls flat with a longtime human rights advocate, Republican Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey.
Well, that's not saying that much, especially when you look at Uzbekistan and some of the other regional countries. I mean, it's been several years since they've matriculated from communism to what should have been a democracy. And the fact that all roads lead to the president's chambers is very disconcerting. I mean, he has so much power.
Smith has been an outspoken opponent of Nazarbayev's bid to chair a European human rights body, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And Smith said he'd like to see President Bush bring up some other very specific concerns, including the difficulties U.S. democracy promoters face in Kazakhstan.
Friends don't let friends commit human rights abuses. Well, Kazakhstan is a country that we have in the friend column, but I think we have to be much more robust in pressing the issues of respect for fundamental human rights.
A White House official says the president will raise these issues and sees this Oval Office meeting as a chance to move forward on the so-called freedom agenda. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.